lonesome highway east of Omaha. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Open to calls and texts, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple and Google stores and download our app, or sit in a chair and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. Take Devil Radio with you 24/7 wherever you go. While you're at it, click on the link that says support Devil Radio. There are more than 80 right-wing stations broadcasting every day. Right-wing broadcasts, I should say, every day, questioning our elections, chipping away at our democracy. Devil Radio and the Shaw, the clearest, strongest voices upholding our democracy, speaking out for the integrity of our elections. Speaking of an outfit that has no integrity, I'm talking about Fox News hosts in particular, talking about Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson has done many, many things and said many, many things that, frankly, not only are false, but hurt people, hurt his own viewers, telling basically there's a danger in getting vaccinated, even though he's been vaccinated, saying that the FBI was in on planning the January 6th insurrection. It was an inside job, sort of like the truthers who said stuff like that about 9/11. And this is sick. Anybody who watches that and believes that or thinks that's neat to even watch is sick. But it's turning out that what he said recently is reverberating into the United States internationally. Very recently, he said we should side with Russia, not Ukraine. Let Russia take over Ukraine. And Josh Hawley and Senator Marshall, a Republican from Kansas, and Senator Brown, B-R-A-U-N, from Indiana, sort of echo that. Back during the Second World War, there were sympathizers with our opponents. There were people who felt we should never have gotten into the war. Okay, that's one thing. But then you had the real extremes like Axis Sally and Tokyo Rose. I don't know if you remember those names. Axis Sally, they just have people who speak perfect English and they beam propaganda at American troops, both in Europe and in Asia during the Second World War. And we had that in Vietnam as well. We had, forget her name, it wasn't Axis Sally or Tokyo Rose, obviously. Maybe it was Hanoi Hannah, that kind of thing. That happens in war. But when you have your domestic media doing that, that is very, very dangerous. Russian TV, all controlled by the state, praises Tucker Carlson almost every day. They also praise Josh Hawley. And there's been mention of Senator Mike Braun of Indiana and Roger Marshall of Kansas. There's a fellow named Dmitry Simes, S-I-M-E-S, a Rusky, on Russian state TV. He compared Jen Psaki, Biden's communications director, to Lavrenti Beria, the sadistic head of the secret police under Joseph Stalin. Joseph Stalin murdered 20 million people. Lavrenti Beria liked to kidnap and torture people and reward children for ratting on their parents for denouncing the state, send them to the gulag, and the kid would go on radio and be given some kind of an award. Now, Jen Psaki, you may not agree with everything she said. I kind of like her, and I think that she's excellent. But to compare her to Lavrenti Beria, and what they're really saying is our own kind are no good, the Ruskies, and we have people in the West who are basically sticking up for us. Tucker Carlson, Josh Hawley, Senator Mike Braun of Indiana, and Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas. Now, what is the truth in all this? The invasion of Ukraine, when the Ruskies went in and took Crimea back in 2014, Then they went into the Donbass region. They go into the Donbass region and they stir up Russian speakers and they murder 14,000 Ukrainians. I don't think that Tucker Carlson and Roger Marshall, Mike Braun know much history. I do not think that they've looked at a map. Ukraine used to be part of Poland, attached to Poland. So is Lithuania. They've been brutalized and invaded by the Russians going back to 1795. The West should hang together. People like Tucker Carlson, Josh Hawley and the rest, and Donald Trump the worst because he was bribed by the Russians and blackmailed by them and did their bidding, are betraying Western civilization. They claim they're for Western civilization. They're not. They're betraying Western civilization. We go to the lines. Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Robert?
Hi, Matt. Yeah, I'm glad you brought up this important topic. It makes my skin crawl when I hear some of the stuff that comes out of Tucker Carlson's mouth. You know, my father was in Vietnam in the Navy. My grandfather was in was in World War II in the Pacific in the Navy. The other one was in North Africa fighting the Nazis, fighting Rommel.
Good for them. Good for them. Yep.
Think that these people, you know, broadcasting and these members of Congress are, you know, just so extreme. They're doing the work for Vladimir Putin. I mean, we need to get some of these people off the air. I think a broadcasting license is a privilege to use the public airways. It's not a right. And what I've been doing this cycle is supporting veterans. So Eric Garcia out in California 22, he's running for Devin Nunes' old seat. Also Marcus Flowers running against Marjorie Carolyn Greene. And then Josh Remillard running against Madison Cawthorn. So some of this extreme group. I think we really need to run strong veterans against them and get these people out of office. It's not their country. What they're supporting isn't America. It's not democracy. And they just need to go away.
Yeah, those are excellent comments. And, you know, and about our broadcasting, you know, we had a requirement back in the 80s that you'd have give equal time to different points of view. That they got rid of that. That's how we got talk radio. The problem is when you have somebody like Tucker Carlson going on and being like Axis Sally or Tokyo Rose or Hanoi Hannah, that's undermining and demoralizing. The Russians virtually every day, I looked at this article, every day praise him. They praise him. They praise him. They've invaded Ukraine. Remember, they invaded Czechoslovakia and Hungary. Putin murdered a man in London. Putin murdered a man in Berlin. They attack us. They gave money and support to the Taliban to kill American soldiers. We do not need another Axis Sally, Tokyo Rose, or Hanoi Hannah on Fox or any other broadcast. Excellent comments. Thank you, Robert. Going back to the lines. Diallo of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Diallo?
Yeah, good morning, Matt. How are you?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well, Diallo. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you that I'm not sure if you caught a new something on NPR this morning where a gentleman was explaining that there is a software called Eric, I think, and it's supposed to streamline when people register or when they move from state to state. So if you want to vote twice, then it can be seen right away because you are in the database already. And many, it was the unique situation where the left and the right liked it, right? Because of obvious reason, because it's a clean. Now, there are some states that are backing off of that software. In Louisiana, I heard, because the purpose, they don't want to affect any fact of fair elections. All they want is to be able to suppress and be able to purge votes so they can win. So there are some states are backing out of that software. I don't know if you heard of it, or if you know of it, or if Luke will look into it, it was NPR this morning. You need to spread that word. Everybody needs to know about this.
Thank you. That's an excellent tip, Diallo. And, you know, it's a good insight that states that would oppose some kind of data-driven analysis of people going to different states that, you know, in other words, not this just general allegations of fraud. And by the way, there aren't many instances of fraud. But Diallo's point is, I am going to look this up in Eric. And if a state is opposing it, like Louisiana, simply so that they continue to suppress votes and lie about it, that's got to be stopped. And I'll tell you what, though, let's be very blunt, everybody. I'm thinking of all the times that I moved as a young man. You know, you go to school, go in the Navy, you go somewhere else, you move two or three times. Did I ever send a letter to the Election Commission saying I'm moving? No, I didn't do it. And then I'd register like you all do to the new place, but I don't vote in two places. And after a while, they cull, C-U-L-L, the old list. And that's the way it's done. Diallo's making the good point that if there's a technology can speed that up and do it in a data-driven way that's legitimate, that's terrific. Yeah, that's Eric, okay, E-R-I-C. Rick, I encourage everybody to Google it. But there are people who are just going to say fraud, even though there isn't. And you know who really, the handful of people who vote twice? Almost all of them, and there are under a dozen of them in our state, are people who own a second home and they vote in Illinois and Wisconsin. And people who can afford a second home in two states tend to vote Republican. But sometimes you'll have an elderly woman living with her daughter, and the woman dies after her absentee ballot came, and the daughter fills out the absentee ballot because she knows how her mom would have voted and sends it in. That is not legal. You shouldn't do that. But that happens in a handful of cases. And to say that, therefore, the whole election should be overturned and Trump should be back in, there's no way, Jose, on that one. No way, Jose. And good point about this, Eric. Let's take a look at any data-driven, fair system that can make this efficient and get rid of these kinds of arguments. We're going to break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.